Good evening, folks. I wanted to come on here tonight and do my Romans 1 teaching that the Lord impressed on me this morning. Listen to what the Word of God is saying. Listen to what Paul is saying in here. Remember, Jesus Christ works through all of his sons and daughters. He is his testimony is through us, and we all have a testimony of Jesus Christ in our lives. So let me read Romans 1. Listen to what God is saying. Listen to the Word of God. It says... Chapter 1, and I'm reading all the way 1 up to 2, and I'm stopping at 2. It says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God, with the power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from dead. Remember, Jesus came wrapped and swaddled in flesh. He was born of a Virgin Mary. He came as a man, and he was an overcomer. We too, when our mother had us in her stomach, he breathed life into her womb. He knew us before the foundations were built. And he breathed life into his mother's womb. You're already a spirit in heaven. And you were to come back and to be an overcomer to go back to heaven. We are not citizens of earth. We are citizens of the heaven. Verse 4. And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. We are all resurrected from dead sin. We are dead in our sin. But when we are made new, we are resurrected in the Spirit of God, in spirit and truth, holiness and in righteousness. Verse 5, by whom we have received grace. People take that for granted. That's mercy. They take his grace and think that they can do whatever they want. That's not what that means. By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to faith among all nations for his name. Waiting to hear from him, acting in obedience and faith. It increases your faith. Faith is dead without works, not doing works to do works, but waiting for the Lord, the Holy Spirit of God, to impress something into you, and then you act. Then you do a work to show that you have faith and trust in Christ alone. So you act in obedience because you want to please the Lord. You want to please the Lord with all your heart and soul. Verse 6, among whom are you also the called of Jesus Christ? To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Paul's desire to visit Rome. Verse 8, first I thank my God. We always give God the glory. We always give God thanks for everything in our lives, everything he provides us with. Give him thanks first and foremost. Verse 8, first I thank my God through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one mediator for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now at the length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. Everybody said, this lady I heard say, what is the will of God? What is even the will of God? Well, it talks about the will of God several times in Scripture, so there must be a will of God. It's called being disciple, giving up your life for the Lord, serving the Lord, and being a disciple. You cannot do that and serve the Lord unless you are a disciple. And then it says, verse 11, for I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts, to the end you may be established. The Lord gives us spiritual gifts of the Holy Spirit. We are to use it to glorify God and be a living, walking, breathing testimony of Jesus Christ to our lives, to be doers, not just with the mouth, but by action. Verse 12, that is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hither, hitherto that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, but to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Verse 16, not ashamed of the gospel. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Acting in obedience, listening, and then stepping out in faith because you trust the Lord. Verse 18, this says, God's anger at sinful humanity. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God that showed it unto them. So he shows you things and it manifests through your actions. Verse 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. Remember, he is the head, we are the body. He is the cornerstone. So that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, to the birds and four-footed beasts, and to the creeping things. We make God look like an idiot and a fool when we're out in the world saying that we're believers in Christ, that we're followers of Christ, and we're blatantly being hypocrites, staying in our sin. There's a difference between blatantly staying in your sin and having a moment of weakness. And the Holy Spirit convicts you and leads you to righteousness away from that sin. But if you're just blatantly doing it with no disregard for God, you're mocking God. And he says, I will not be mocked. That's why so many people think that us Christians are hypocrites and they don't like us, because you have these people that profess a godliness on the outside, but they deny his power. He says, I will not be mocked. 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness. Everybody who's rebelling against God, through the lust of their own hearts, their own desires, their own fleshly desires, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. This is our temple. God, this is God's temple, our body. This, he is the tabernacle and the ark. 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever and amen. For this cause God gave them up to unto vile affections, for even their women did change their natural use. We all know what this is talking about. Into that which is against nature. 27, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of women, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, a crazed mind, a madman. That's what's happening now. To do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, verse 30, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to do the same, but have pleasures in them that do them. As we all know, evil has become good, and good has become evil. The Lord has given all of these people that are not in the Lord, that continue to rebel, over to a reprobate mind. Okay? And he says, if they are rebelling against me, they are not children of God. It's time to stand up, folks. It's almost we're getting close, but we got to finish strong. We got to raise up disciples. We need more workers. Please, please. And if anybody is not truly saved, or you doubt your salvation, or you're questioning it, I humbly ask you tonight to repent. Repent. That's one of the most humbling experience of something that you can do in the Bible. That's how the foundation is built. That's how the foundation is built. So you repent, you change your mind, you're turning away from the world. You confess that you are a sinner, and you ask God to forgive you for backsliding. I tell people to drop some water in your bathtub and have a child, a brother, a sister. Somebody dunk you down in the water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's not complicated at all. Ask the Lord to come in and be your Savior. Ask Him to seal you up and submit to the will of the Father. He will give you the free gift of salvation, and then He will baptize you in fire. If you have any doubt, if you don't know where you would go if you were to pass away in the next 5 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, I plead with you to just do this. What do you have to lose? Get sealed up, saved up, and sheltered in the Most High God, where you don't have to question or wonder. You just know that if your life was to end today, that you would step into eternity ever to be with Jesus the Father and never leave. You will never leave Him again. We are so close to stepping home, folks. Go back and read Romans 1. Don't take my word for it. God is your teacher. I'm just blessed to be a messenger and a disciple of God. I know what He impresses into me. I know what He speaks to me. I am not religious. I have a relationship with the Father. I am of no denomination, no tribe, tongue, or nation, but one body, one blood of Jesus, a child of God. And that's what I claim. I disciple, and I disciple to be an obedient in faith in Christ alone. I love you guys. Continue to seek the Lord. Continue to put all your heart and soul and trust in Him, and let Him do what He can do. Let Him be powerful and mighty in your life. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. God bless all of you. Amen. And I'll talk to you soon.